With $15,000 riding on Georgia Tech, there was no way Duke could miss a shot, at least not in the first half. Trevor ate French fries, drank one bottle after another, and tried to ignore Prep, who was standing near a pool table in a dark corner watching. In the second half, Trevor was getting drunker, and with 10 minutes to go, was openly cursing Joe Roy Spicer to anyone who would listen. What did that redneck know about ACC basketball? Duke led by 20 with 9 minutes to go when Tech's point guard got hot and nailed 4 straight 3s. Trevor had Tech and 11. The game was tied with a minute to go. Trevor didn't care who won. He'd beat the spread. He paid his tab, tipped the bartender another $100, then flashed a smart-ass salute to Prep as he walked out the door. Prep flipped him the bird. $43,000 in one day, tax-free, all hidden from the government. Last year, after expenses, he had cleared $28,000, and that was working practically full-time, haggling with clients too poor or too cheap to pay, avoiding courtrooms, dealing with penny-ante realtors and bankers, bickering with his secretary, cutting corners on taxes. Ah, the joy of quick cash. He had been suspicious of the brethren's little scam, but now it seemed so brilliant. Extort from those who can't complain. How thoroughly clever. And since it was working so well, he knew Spicer would turn up the heat. The mail would get heavier, the visits to Trumbull more frequent. Hell, he'd be there every day if necessary, hauling letters in and out, bribing guards. Even more clever would be to steal from the extortionists, court-certified crooks who certainly couldn't complain. It was a nasty thought, one he was almost ashamed of, but a valid one nonetheless. All options would be kept open. Since when were thieves known for their loyalty? He needed $1 million, nothing more or less. He'd done the math many times. A lousy $1 million, and he could close his sad little office, surrender his law license, buy a sailboat, and spend eternity drifting with the winds around the Caribbean.